For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
So, and then also, how does it look too? Do we operate more club Saints? Because I remember there was games where the Saints, we don't need a disco ball in there and smoke machines and doing all the dance and stuff. You ain't doing nothing. One win. Let's just treat it like, you know where we got the win, but you know, let's start dancing when we get a playoff win, when we get, you know, bring out the disco ball when we make the playoffs, bring out the disco ball and the smoke machines when we win a playoff game. Do that, but winning a regular game and celebrating like it's all that, man, let's cut that out, man. Let's act like we've been there before. You don't need Club Saint running all around there and 3 years straight of Club Saint, no playoffs. We gotta cut Club Saint out, man. We gotta cut down Club Saint. We gotta get rid of them goddamn smoke machines, man, and them disco balls until the time when it's appropriate. You get me? All right. Kevin says, take the $50 million hit and cut Carr. Let these young QBs battle out. A rookie QB can win in Kubiak's system. They're not going to do that, bro. Number one, they're not going to take the hit for Derek Carr. That'd be a massive cap hit. That won't make no sense for them to do that. And plus, Dennis Allen and Mickey Loomis are not going to give you the satisfaction of watching them choose a bad quarterback, paying him $150 million, and then cutting him so that you can lambaste them even further. They won't give you that. I've told you that before about that and other players. All right, they'll never do that. Kevin says, I like what Clint is saying, vastly better than Dennis Dumbo. Let's see how this works with Dennis' personality's mid. Well, that's the thing. If it's the offense guides the team, and if the offense is Clint Kubiak or folk, you know, centered, and not just Clint Kubiak, but all those guys have that temperament. They have the same serious temperament that Clint, like a dry wit Clint, like you listen to Andrew Janocco, same personality. Dennison, we ain't play Dennison, but go listen to him. Same way. Those guys are about business and about making things happen. So, like I said, I think this time they picked the right collection of coaches, finally. And this system could work. We just need to cut the miscues down and we need to execute. The Saints have the talent on the team to run that system. John Benton said so himself, running that offense. We need to get back into running the ball. We need to get that nasty demeanor back. And I think we can do that. And Derek Carr, under the close guidance and tutelage of Clint Kubiak and Andrew Janocco, because he did say that. I played that when we finally got through all the word salad, we got to the clearing. And Derek Carr did say that, man, listen, they're on me every little play I make. You know, they're saying, yeah, he said that they're on him every little play. Janocco say he want to make sure he get his footwork. They're trying to get him to do what they want him to do, not what he does. Big difference. Now, listen, I know what you did last year, but listen, we want you to do this. And if you do, you know, and that's what he needs to focus on. And he appreciates that because everybody's not looking at him saying, bro, won't you hurry up and learn this? You see, that's a big difference. They're not like last year, everybody was like, man, Derek Carr, man, the pressure was on Derek Carr to learn. Everybody else knew Derek Carr was the sole person that everybody's looking at. Why this dude don't, you know, is he learning fast enough? He doesn't have that pressure this year. He said that. He even admitted that, like, man, you know, we all learn it together. That's good, because he knows that, like, last year, everybody was waiting for him to learn the system so the team could step up. This year is better because that pressure is off of Derek Carr and is on the whole team, that everybody shares that, and that makes a more relaxed Derek Carr. And like I said, the running attack, I don't think the team will be governed by Derek Carr making all this, doing this, all this stuff. He'll have an opportunity for the ball, but I think the Saints will be more of a run-based team, man. That's what I think. So we'll see how it goes. All right. So anyway, with that being said, fam, I'm going to get ready to cut out on that. Divine says, what's up? Divine says the new system will allow Carr to get the ball out quicker. That's what Kubiak's saying, man. They want that ball out of there. They want it out of there fast. Kevin says the O-line is a question mark. Fuaga got to hold up against Myles Garrett and all the right side DNs. Bro, you know, a rookie going to struggle. He's going to have some good moments. He's going to have some bad moments. But you know how you protect your offensive lineman? By running the football. And one thing I know Fuaga can do is run block. So that's what you got to do. You want to neutralize all that? You got to run at those pass rushers. You know how this go. That's what they need to do. Yeah, buddy said they couldn't make the playoffs with a top 10 defense. Easy schedule in the league along with the playing backups. They think they will be better this year with a tougher schedule and the same team. It's not the same team. Yeah, buddy. Not the same team, bro. Not the same team. How is it the same team and you got a whole different offensive philosophy? It's not the same team, brother. It's not the same team. It's not. And like you talk about, overall philosophy, strategy was different from the Saints last year and this year. They hadn't played football yet, but you got to look at the changes. Changes is different offensive system. Yeah, Pete Carmichael here last year, no leadership, lack of accountability, total beta male. You got Clint Kubiak and them in here. A lot of those guys are alpha-minded. They're looking at making the corrections, the attention to details that Pete Carmichael didn't make. They operate with accountability and attention to detail. That's all you need right there as a floor, as a base to build success. You can't win without accountability and attention to detail. That was stuff that I kept talking about. And really kind of over and over again to the great Saint Think Tank. Put one in the chat if y'all remember that. Me just keep going after and over and over and over about accountability. We didn't have that. Now it appears these guys that they brought in are attention to detail and accountable, centered, and focused people. So that is, to me, that's a big part of what needs to happen to kind of change this game around, to be honest with you. All right. So anyway. All right. Anyway. Let me see. He says, how Carr has been doing with all these coaches throughout his career. Well, I mean, that's through his career, bro. I don't know. John Gruden got a lot out of him. But like I said, in order for you to get a lot out of Derek Carr, you got to hold him. You got to make him accountable. That's what John Gruden got him to throw for, 4,000 yards for like 3 or 4 years? He got the most out of him because he kept him accountable. That's what Clint Kubiak and them, they're on their back. They understand they're not going to let Carr fail, man, because they know if Carr fails, they more than likely will fail and they'll get fired. This is a one-year tryout for the Saints offense, and them guys know the pressure is on their back. They got to step up. And I do think, man, I'm going to give them some credit, man, because I really like how they're saying. I appreciate what they're saying because we were saying it the whole time for some time now. We're saying, man, we need to do this, we need to do that. And they're doing exactly what we say the way we said it. It's very strange, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. All right. Robert said, Jesus Christ, can you read my mind? I used to pound the sheetrock out of the walls watching Derek Carr stare people down and holding the ball. That's the most frustrating season I can remember. He indeed, bro, he does that. If you put the all 22 on, it's showing him. It's showing him. It's showing him. But like I said, man, I'm not going to sit here and argue. I see what you're saying, buddy. You got a right to feel the way, because a lot of people don't, you're not wrong to feel the way you are, buddy. You know, I hear you, man. A lot of people don't believe in Dennis Allen, and that's fine. Dennis Allen has to show them something because he hadn't showed something. So you're not wrong in how you feel. You know, all I'm doing is showing you the difference in what it was versus what it last year. But in order for you to have success, you got to have a floor in which to work with. You got to have principles and things in place. You got to have a system, or what I like to always say, a code in place to win. Saints had no such code last year, not one that was efficient, not one that was a successful-minded code that they were operating from. They didn't have that. They didn't have none of that. That's why they failed. That's why I kept telling people, oh, well, Q, we need one more game. You never would have gotten that game, because every time the Saints stepped up on that platform, to get said game, they had to represent on a higher level as a collective, and they would always fail on that platform. That's why they never got that game. In order for you to step up for that, you have to have a certain amount of discipline, a certain amount of seriousness, and a certain amount of cohesion for you to be able to get to that next level. Because the team you plan, usually those teams that were fighting for that situation, they have those attributes. And like I said before, an off-code team cannot beat no on-code team. It don't work like that. The lack of code is one of the main reasons why there's a separation. As a team, a team is a collection of people working together to get a certain successful outcome. That's what a team is. Team could be people from all over the world and one company come together to do something stuff, and you got to make sure they're on the same page, all focused on the same vision or the same goal. And that which makes a team. But a lot of these people, they're not real teams. Like some of these losing team organizations that come, a lot of times there's fractures and there's breakdowns in the team and team dynamic. Like I was killing Bobby Hebert the other day when he was criticizing Lattimore, talking about he is against the team-based concept and all that. Like, what team you talking about? When Dennis Allen was throwing his team under the bus. That's what I'm saying, man. Listen, some of these guys, man, they just agents of the Saints. And you're going to know who they are, because they don't have no searing or real serious critiques about what's going on. They would never tell you about some of the stuff I told you about, like dealing with the money deals and all this kind of stuff. They'll never tell you that. They'll never tell you that. They will never put blame on where it belongs on the Saints organization. They'll never put it on them, but they will always blame the players, because it's easy to blame the players. They will never blame the leadership or the head coach. They will never do that. They never would. Some of these people are agents for the Saints. They work for the Saints. They get money from the Saints. And they will never criticize the Saints. It's a certain amount of hypocrisy in doing that, where if you're going to land out and talk mess about players who are not garbage players, but some of the best players the Saints ever had, like Michael Thomas. I don't give a damn what you say about Michael Thomas. You can call him whatever you want, but at the end of the day, call him a winner. Call him the top receiver of your damn team. Call him all. What's all the stats that Michael Thomas accumulated? And when they're talking about the 3 years that he didn't play, how many years did he play that he was able to take the record books down? And he missed years, but he still was able to conquer the Saints record books. So at the end of the year, when you won't call him, you call him a winner. You call him a record breaker. That's what you call Michael Thomas. When you call him a diva, when you call Marshawn Lattimore, you call him the best Saints cornerback that ever was. And he's still here, and he's going to be taking more down. I don't know where his interceptions at. I don't know if he has more interceptions. We have to check his statistics in terms of his INTs versus everybody else. But he got to be up there. He got to be up there in Saints organization. So these are winners that are record-breaking, top-notch people and players. So when you criticize players, make sure you criticize the people who created the environment for them to be upset, because they're not just getting upset because. And besides, I want my players to be upset when the team is not doing what it's supposed to do. That means you care. That means you give a damn. So anyway, it is what it is, man. It is, man. Yeah, it's just sad stuff. But yeah, we, like I said, a lot of family members like, hey, man, listen, I don't trust Dennis Allen. They're going to have to, you know, you got to bust out the Glenn Jones on them with the show me, because I need to wait and see. And I'm like, bro, y'all good, fam, y'all all right. Because he got a lot to show. But I'm saying you got to have a coach. You have to have groundwork. And they wasn't talking like this before. They wasn't even addressing the fact that they had accountability issues. They would lie about fractures in a locker room. Everybody and their mama, including the reporters, knew that the locker room was fractured. And Dennis Allen and Mickey Loomis came out and said there was no fractures in the locker room. When they were talking like that, there wasn't going to be any winning, because they were too cowardly to admit to things that was going on in the team to make it work. And they were the ones that's partly responsible for these fractures, because fractures occur when you're not talking to the players like you're supposed to. Like if the players are disgruntled, you're supposed to talk to them and iron out the wrinkles. If it's not the head coach, general manager, somebody got to do it that control the team, so that the team is not fractured and you don't lose half the team. which is what happened with the Saints last year. It wasn't just Marshawn. Marshawn gets the blame for it, but it was other players. Cam Jordan was talking. Alvin Kamara was talking. There were other people talking. There were other people talking. There were other people talking. Demario Davis didn't choose to talk. But when he seen him come out, he would come out with a lot of prayer, though. He would talk about a lot of prayer. He would pray. Demario prayed a lot last year. He always prayed, but he prayed a lot in those press conferences. Remember all of that? So like I said, man, it was a bit of difference. But y'all are right to be feeling the way y'all feel, because Dennis Allen has to show.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So everybody at the Saints are here, and they do have a difficult schedule early on, and they got a whole new system to implement, but in the end, we'll see. We'll see where it takes us. All right, so yes. Yeah, I remember that, Kevin. He says, yeah, Mick said, you're not qualified. Mickey Loomis said that. Gail didn't check him. Dennis Lauscher didn't check him. But, you know, like I said, man, I checked his ass. I check them all. I do. And that lets you know I'm not a Saints agent. That I'm not being paid by the Saints. And if they paying me to talk real about them, then they some real folks, let me tell you something. You know, if they paying me, I'm not a Saints. Y'all know it. I'm damn sure not a Saints agent. All right, so anyway, with that being said, man, let me get on up out of here. Listen, I appreciate all y'all for stopping by on this episode of the show. Hope y'all had a fantastic Memorial Day weekend today, and I hope you guys had a chance to spend some time with your family. You know, that's important. We'll be back tomorrow on our Tuesday show. That's our Tuesday Patreon special. We'll talk about what's going on. OTAs fire back up tomorrow, the 28th through the 30th. We'll be covering that on our Patreon show. So if you want to join the Patreon show, you can join our YouTube channel simply by going to the join section of the platform, or simply go to our Patreon at patreon.com/TheProMediaNetwork. Or check the links in the description section below to join it. It helps the platform out, keep building, and keep doing the things we've been doing with the WhoDatDaily.com and all the fantastic stuff that we've been doing with the platform. So listen, I'm going to get out on that. Listen, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all keep y'all heads up. I'll be back over there tomorrow. We'll talk some more Saints, and we'll keep it real some more. Much love. WhoDat to you.
Yeah. Like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Look, yeah. Like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma.
Yeah.
With Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Who that said he gonna beat them Saints? Who that? Who that? Who that said he gonna beat them?
WhoThatDaily.com. That's right, the WhoThatDaily.com. Your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, even top-flight boxing. So if you're a Who That, you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, WhoThatDaily.com is your site. The WhoThatDaily.com for the sport Who That in all of us. Right, the Pro Shop is the platform store where you can go and buy all the latest merch to support the platform. Available at the Pro Shops, we have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section below. And remember, it helps the platform continue to grow. Check out the Pro Shop and Who That Too.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.